In terms of on the pressures on these different markets, do you feel we've the interest rate cycle? You talked about people are sort of hitting the reset button on the election. Do you feel like we've come too far on interest rates, or do you think we're going to continue? Perhaps there's a sort of a longer term constraint given your sort of more bearish view, longer run on growth.
I wouldn't call it bearish, it's just more tepid.
Yes,
We're just
yeah.
going to grow at a slower rate. My view throughout the cycle has really been a very low probability of a recession, but also a low probability of growing at the rate that we had become accustomed to. But here I think interest rates, a lot of what's happening is like layers on an onion. People kept adding risk to fixed income. A few years ago, a couple few years ago, what we heard everywhere we looked was, well, we only know one thing, that interest rates have to go higher. And they kept going lower. And as a result, people got complacent and they started to get more constructive on bonds. And in fact, if you roll back the tape to about 6 months, people were outright bullish on bonds. That risk is kind of being shaken out of the system. And typically, a little bit like the taper tantrum we had back in 2013, when Fed Chairman Bernanke said, at some point, we're going to have to taper our purchases of bonds, we're getting that kind of reaction now. It was in slow motion until the election. And then it really accelerated because the thought is, if the new fiscal policies really step on the gas and we're near a full employment, it's probably going to create more inflation and the Fed is going to have to act more aggressively. That still might happen, but my sense is that we're not going to get as much in the way of fiscal policy as people are expecting. It's not going to be as powerful as people hope, and therefore the impact on inflation won't be as great. But I do expect a point in time, probably after the year is over, that we will have gone a little bit too far with interest rates and interest rate proxies in the market, and it would be an attractive time to buy. Typically, as you go into the last part of the year, the things that have been working for the previous few months, they continue to work. People want a position for the next year. They want to show everyone they have the right positions on the books, and they just continue to roll. So I would expect, my bias is that people will continue to peel off a lot of, people bought a lot of REITs, people bought a lot of high yield bonds, things like that. And it's much more about technicals than it is about fundamentals. Ultimately, with my view that the growth isn't going to be that fast in the developed economies, Fed is not going to have to raise rates too far. They might have to go a little faster than they otherwise would if, to the extent we get stimulative fiscal policy, but I don't think the terminal rate is going to be meaningfully higher as a result.
It's interesting, the dichotomy when the first part of the conversation we had a group from Capital Economics on, and Michael Pierce, who just outlaid a vision that there's going to be four hikes on Fed policy next year, thinks inflation's coming, and now you're giving us the opposite view. So, I mean, how many hikes do you think next year do you think we get to?
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to say. A
Yeah.
lot will depend on what comes in the fiscal pipe. I'm not suggesting inflation doesn't pick up. It has been already, but to be honest, most of the impression that inflation is picking up comes from the decline in oil and the decline in commodities rolling out of the numbers, right? So if you look 1 year back and see where we were with oil, that was when the price was falling most rapidly. So as that rolls out of the inflation numbers, you get an automatic uptick. Also, we are seeing the beginning of some wage pressures across the labor pool, which is not a bad thing necessarily. So I do expect to see more inflation. I just think that people's expectations are probably going to get a little bit too far out ahead, and then the Fed will have to step in. But until we know what the fiscal package is going to look like, it's really hard to put your finger on it. International developments will also matter, as the Fed has shown much greater sensitivity over the past couple of years to financial conditions internationally. The dollar, people fret a lot about the dollar, but the dollar really doesn't do a whole lot for our economy, plus or minus. Yeah, it tweaks manufacturing at the margin, and it changes the value of foreign earnings repatriated into the U.S. But in terms of quanta of exports and imports, it doesn't turn the dial that much. And also, we're a closed economy. Exports are only 15% or so of GDP. So it's not like we're Mexico or Germany or some other country where exports are a large share of GDP. But what it does do, because we're the major reserve currency, it has a powerful impact through the financial channel. It resets expectations. If it scares people of an earnings decline, then you're going to get a reaction to it whether or not it happens. And if you look back at the last time the dollar rose rapidly, I think people were underwhelmed when they saw the facts of what the dollar did relative to the way they had priced it going in. And that often happens in markets. It's kind of the way we feel our way through things. So the bottom line is the Fed has become more sensitive to the pressures it puts on this dollar-driven financial channel, and it makes it that much harder to forecast for the next year how many rate hikes you're going to see.
We're talking with Mark Dow of Dow Global Advisors. We haven't quite hit on some of the emerging markets yet. I mean, they're definitely tied into this dollar story. The last 4 or 5 years, disappointing for EM. EM currencies tend to move with the asset, asset risk levels there. And then this year, we've seen strong rebound in commodities, strong rebound in all the commodity countries like Brazil and Russia and just the general sectors for EM, the energy material sector has been the best performers within emerging markets. Any view on that? If potentially you think some of these rate cycles move too far, maybe that EM will continue to be good next year. Any view on that?
My view on emerging markets is pretty simple. I had been bearish until probably Q4 last year. Since I guess probably about 2011, and the thinking is we just really had too much enthusiasm, both in the commodity sector and in emerging markets. They tend to correlate, even though fundamentally the relationship is not very strong. A lot of the emerging markets are net importers of commodities. Think China, Taiwan, Korea, Turkey. You can go around the globe and name them. But in our minds, they're always linked, and they're at the same part of the risk spectrum. So they're kind of at the risky end of the spectrum. So that when people only take that risk when they're very risk prone. They really want to take risks, so they tend to correlate. But what happened in Q4 is that we just kind of washed out, and I expect to see an L-shaped recovery in emerging markets and in commodities. Basically, but primarily emerging markets, just like we've seen in the U.S. and just like we're seeing in Europe and just like we're seeing everywhere else. We had a credit boom from financial globalization. It wasn't about the Fed. It wasn't about Fannie and Freddie. It was a global credit boom. People were taking the credit instruments that we were developing and selling to U.S. consumers and taking them to Brazil, taking them to Korea, taking them to South Africa. They were going all around the world, and we had a rapid growth in credit. Emerging markets grew from a much lower base, so it wasn't as pernicious as ours in many cases. But nonetheless, they have a credit overhang that they're going to have to work their way out from under before they can grow again at their natural rate. And these processes are really, really long, as we saw in the U.S. We had very low rates here. We did have some fiscal stimulus at the beginning, and it still took a long time for us to get back to something that resembles normal. I think that's what's going to be happening there, and an L-shaped recovery makes it a little bit difficult for equities, for emerging market equities. I think you have to be opportunistic and wait until you're at the lower end of that L range, if you were, at the moments of the pessimism in that process. Emerging markets fixed income, the local currency fixed income, I think is quite good because the carry is high and you're paid to wait. It's like having an option on when emerging markets start to grow again, start to go in, become in favor again. You're paid for that, and then when that does happen, then you really get paid off. So emerging markets, we like to think it's about the fundamentals, and to some extent it is, but in practice, we don't distinguish sufficiently across countries. We kind of lump them all in the same basket. The reason we do that is because the big gorillas who allocate, the asset allocators and the people who put their money into funds, they kind of are making the decision, do I want to invest in the U.S. or do I want to invest in emerging markets? Do I want to invest in Europe or do I want to invest in emerging markets? So it's kind of an all or nothing proposition, and it's dictated a lot by how they feel the conditions are in their home country or where they normally invest. So rate rises in the U.S. can have an effect. I don't think they're always a long-lasting effect, but they can have an effect on whether or not people invest in emerging markets. Growth conditions matter. And then where we are generally with respect to risk, when we're feeling when our risk appetite increases, we tend to reach further out that risk spectrum and go into emerging markets. When we're risk averse because we fear a recession or something else going on, then we're less likely to do so. So unfortunately, it would be nice if we could map emerging markets' future more closely to its fundamentals, but just doesn't tend to work that way.